24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Edition of Inner Peace, Learning to Go Within. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator, and you can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com. Today I want to talk about the words we say and how sometimes you may not be able to take them away. So you got to be very, very careful of the words you say. Let me take you back to a time when I was in high school. I was attending a school called Boyd Anderson High School down south, Fort Lauderdale. And it was just like any other morning. I had stayed up late, you know, working on some beats inside of my room. And I had what we call a little Casio drum machine. And I hooked it up to a radio by RCA Jax. And that's how I was able to monitor the sound and, you know, make the beats. So, like any other day, I went to bed probably around about 3 a.m. to get back up at around about 8 a.m. to head to school. When I got back up, I noticed my radio was gone. Now, anybody that know how much I love creating music back in the days, they would know that was an intricate part of my livelihood. So I immediately, before even going to school, just got up and started running to my brother's and sister's room. And I asked my sister, I was like, did you take my boombox? And she said, why would I take your boombox? So then I went to my other brother, Carl, and I said, did you take my boombox? And he said, boy, get out of my room. Then I went to my younger brother, Red. Well, he was older than me. I was the youngest, Reggie, and I said, did you take my boombox? And he had a look on his face that clearly said, guilty as charged. So I immediately ran to my mom and told her to tell my brother to give me my boombox back. And what had occurred was he had taken the boombox and sold it so that he can get some drugs that he can sell on the street, because he was in the fast life at that time. And oh my goodness, my mom went off, but I went off even more. I was like, how can you take my boombox? You know, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you with a passion. And then I bust out the house and I began to walk to school. And, you know, mad as I can ever be, just walking down this long street they call 31st, heading towards Boyd Anderson. And as I began to seem like I got madder and madder as I walked to school, but I couldn't do nothing about it. He had taken, you know, my boombox, and you know, at that time I didn't have a job to be able to replace it. And so I felt I hadn't even said enough. I just said, I hate you with a passion, you know. So I get to school, and like any other day, and somewhere around about 9:30, 10 a.m., my next door neighbor, Mr. Savage, shows up at our school. And he says, I'm here to get me out of school because, you know, his brother has been in some type of accident. So, and it was very odd because my next door neighbor, you know, he was like a mentor to me. So, but one thing he had never did is come to get me out of school. So, when I got in the car, you know, he told me my brother had been killed at the park over at, I think that was 19th Street Park. To make a long story short, he was living that fast life, and his life was taken in the transaction of doing a deal. Somebody, you know how the people used to lean over in the cars and then, you know, give the transaction, and the person took off, sped really fast, went towards 18-wheeler and threw him. He was hanging in and off the window of the car, the vehicle. And just like that, he was gone. But what bothered me probably the most is, you know, like when you know somebody's in that life, you kind of have some type of expectation that something may occur. Either that person going to be in jail, you know, or are they going to get killed in the process? Because I don't know too many old drug dealers, you know. But I think what bothered me the most is the very last thing I had said to him was, I hate you. And I hate you with a passion. All because of a thing. You know, in hindsight now, I can look as an adult and say, was it really, really? Yes, I was angry and I was young. So, you know, there's some things we learn. But I think the most important thing I learned was, we got to be careful about what we say, because now I can never take it away. I can never go back to him and say, yeah, you stole from me, but I still love you. Because at that time, that's what I felt, so that's what I said. It doesn't make it right or wrong of the act that he did, but one thing we are in charge of is how we respond to what people do to us. That's what creates our power. You know what I mean? A lot of times, if you react in the same vicious way that person reacted, then you have taken yourself down to that person's level. And so the last words I got to say to my brother was, I hate you, and I hate you with a passion. I'm sure, you know, wherever that spirit may be, he knows that was just said out of anger. And but what I want to relay to you here in this message is that things are going to happen in life. You're going to lose things. You're going to lose people. You're going to lose stuff. But never let stuff get in the way of what you say. Never let people take you to a point that you say something that later on you regret. I think the most powerful response when you don't have something wonderful and powerful to say back to that person is silence. Because silence allows you to be in control. Silence allows you to maintain your power in that situation. Have you ever tried to argue with somebody who will not argue back? It's not a good argument, is it? You just rather walk away. So what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, today, think about the things we say. Think about the things we say to the ones we love. Think about the things we say to the ones that don't love us. But remember, you are the one that's in control. If you allow them to direct your anger, a wise man once said to me, when you have anger, you're one letter away from danger. A-N-G-E-R, you add a D, and there's danger. Don't let anyone put you in danger. Don't let anyone steal your joy for the day. Don't let anyone make you say something you really didn't mean to say, because you may not be able to take it away. If someone has done you wrong, send them love and light. You don't have to pick up the phone to do that. Just send them love and light. But never, ever let people dictate what you say. Always maintain your power. I have learned when people say something to me and we're face to face and I know it wasn't kind, I've learned the art of being silent and just looking at them without saying one word. Most of the time they'll get the message that maybe what they said was not appropriate. And even if they try to say it again to get under my skin, I've learned to remove myself from that environment so I don't have to respond. Do you know probably 80 or 90% of the altercations that happen can be avoided if you watch what you say and watch how you respond to what other people say? Sometimes people are disciples of the negative energy, so they live off of that. If you notice when a person is trying to aggravate you, you know, they will aggravate you and aggravate you until you respond, and then they will no longer aggravate you. You know why? Because they have completed their mission. So I want to say that to you, all the millions of people that are listening right now, be careful of what you say, simply because you may not be able to take it away. I love my brother, regardless of his bad actions. I never got to tell him that in person, but I'm sure the spirit knows. I don't want you to ever have to regret something you said to somebody you love. So if you've said something to somebody you love, here's what I want you to do. I want you to pick up the phone. I want you to call them. And I want you to say, I'm sorry. I apologize. And hang up the phone. That's it. You don't have to wait for a response. Just say, hey, I wanted to simply apologize if what I said offended you. I want to apologize. See, what that does is clear you up. Regardless of whether they accept it or not, that clears you up. Because remember, it takes more energy to hate and avoid someone than it takes to simply send love and light regardless. See, everybody not gonna love you no matter what you do, because there's some people who believe that if you don't fit into their box, if you don't fit into their world of how they think, of how they operate, of their beliefs, they don't want to have nothing to do with you. And that's fine. But you don't have to fit into somebody's box. Be careful of what you say. And you will control the rest of your day. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com. I hope this episode help you come to some type of closure with someone that has done you wrong. Because we live in a world where everybody has been on the wrong side of an argument, as I like to say. And it doesn't make them a bad person. It just, they had a bad moment. But don't let nobody steal your joy. Because you are in charge of your joy. Don't give that to anybody else. Right? I hope this message was somebody that needed to come to closure. I hope that you follow my call to action. Pick up the phone, email them, and simply say, hey, if what I said or what I did somehow made you feel some type of way, I apologize. God bless you. And what you will feel is a weight that's lifted off you on your shoulders. It will be gone because you've done your part. If they choose to do the same thing, accept it. Move on. It is 10 times easier to live in love than to live in hate. I'm Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com. Make sure you join me each and every week right here on Bashani Radio. Inner peace, learning to go within. This is all part of the process. And if there's somebody on here who heard this message and felt that I did them wrong, I apologize. I love you. And you can't do a damn thing about it. God bless. Good night. Love, light, and peace.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000. Or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.